Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us right here in the studios, finding some time in his busy schedule from the Saba River Canoe Marathon, Justin Griffith here. How are you, Justin?
Very good, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you stop on in. Well, you know, the Canoe Marathon is on everybody's mind right now, but we're going to talk about an event that takes place Tuesday night, an event I've been a part of for the last couple of years now. The Dash for Cash is taking place, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's a pretty spectacular event.
It is. It's a lot of fun. You know, if you've been to the marathon, you know that that's kind of a long process, a steady thing. This is the complete opposite of that, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a drag race style event, and it takes about a minute for the competitors to complete the course.
It does. It should be called like Dash and Splash for Cash, because that's what it is. It's just furious paddling for about a minute or so, isn't it?
Absolutely, and all the races are very close, within seconds of each other.
So. They really are. Now, it takes place right where the finish line is, right?
Yep, it starts at behind Gilbert's Drugstore, and we set them off at that point, and they race toward the finish line of the marathon.
Now, how long approximately is the course?
About a minute. Yeah. Last year's times were about a minute five, minute 10.
Okay.
Very short.
They were. It was quick, and in between, it's kind of a bracket style like the NCAA tournament is put together. And you know, each heat winner moves on to the next round, and by the end, you crown a champion.
Absolutely. Single elimination, and the winner keeps moving on through until there's one team left.
That's right. And by the time you get down to that final four, even the Elite Eight teams really got some quality paddlers there. And the times are, as I mentioned, like almost fractions of a second it can be.
Absolutely. And there's always a team or two that pulls a surprise out of the box. Last year, the Fergusons from Tawas, we didn't really know what was going to happen, and they ended up in second or third place, and everyone was kind of was shocked over the whole thing, but I'm very glad they did. They put on a great show that day.
Boy, they really did. I was out there, and it was a wonderful afternoon. Now, this year, it gets underway at 5:30, and you know what? It's a free event. Spectators are more than welcome to come on out and cheer on the teams.
Absolutely. We'll have some bleachers set up, some tents for a little bit of shade, and like I say, it's exciting. You know, unlike the marathon where teams are coming in slowly throughout the day, it's all action-packed.
It is. Now, what about teams? Are you still registering teams? Can they still get involved?
Yep. Registration begins at 3 p.m. that day, and it's free to marathon contestants. And it is you're available to enter being a non-marathon contestant. Of course, you have to have a racing style canoe and have some form of racing background, and that's $20 per paddler or $40 per team to enter as non-marathon contestants.
All right, and from what I understand, this year there is one non-marathon contestant. You got a canoe coming in. Is it the first time you've had that happen?
It'll be our first time having non-marathon contestants, and actually I think we're going to have two teams. The Fergusons from Tawas aren't doing the marathon this year, but with their performance last year, they're going to make another trip down to give it a shot.
Boy, can't blame them, and you'll get to meet some of the the paddlers too. You know, they're right there at the finish line as the things get ready, so if you want to meet some of the paddlers, this is a good chance to do that too.
Absolutely. The Canadians come in a pretty good force. We have a lot of Canadians in the marathon this year. And the event is geared a lot toward the out-of-state and out-of-country paddlers that are here for the entire week before the marathon, scouting and that. And they have the time to come down and are always looking for something to do.
That's right. It's the Dash for Cash Tuesday night. It gets underway at 5:30. Now, cash, but, you know, there's pretty much prizes all the way through. Almost all the contestants get something for their hard work.
Absolutely. We're paying out 32 teams this year. We have an available 64 bracket, and we've been getting around 32 teams each year. So we decided to take the rest of that money that was remaining and put it in the top 32 teams to give a nice payout to those who show.
You betcha. So come on out, and I know my buddy Rex will be out there. We'll have some music in between. So it's just going to be a fun event, and I'll be out there calling the races. I always enjoy coming out for the Dash for Cash.
Yeah, and the Sabalin will be having a beer tent and food available right across the bridge from the finish line there, and they're ready for a crowd also.
Dash for Cash, Tuesday night, 5:30, and that is right there at the finish line in Oscoda. It's going to be a great event, and Justin, I'll look forward to seeing you out there on Tuesday afternoon for the Dash for Cash, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin.